As the coronavirus crisis continues and after more than a week of unrest over police violence and racism, the Labor Department reported some much better than expected news today that the unemployment rate fell last month to 13.3%. Some economists had been worried the jobless rate might hit 20%. In a statement at the White House, President Trump called it an affirmation of his past 3.5 years in office.
This leads us on to a long period of growth. We'll have the greatest, we'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nothing close.
Washington Post White House reporter Tolu Olorunipa joins us now. Tolu, how are people making sense of how the unemployment rate was so much better than economists expected?
Yeah, there's very little about this that makes a lot of sense, and in part because this entire coronavirus pandemic has defied expectations, and it's been very hard to model, especially when it comes to unemployment. So economists are definitely happy that the numbers look better than what was expected. It's given them a sense that we may be rebounding more quickly than expected, and the reopening of the economy, which has happened over the past several weeks, may have led to jobs coming back. But there is still concern that we still have, you know, upwards of 13% of the workforce unemployed. There are still millions of people who have lost their jobs. And even though 2.5 million jobs were added last month, the 20.5 million jobs that were lost in the previous month have still are still part of the picture. And it does appear that this still could be a pretty long rebound. But the fact that the jobs came back more quickly than economists expected is a sign that the rebound could happen more quickly than expected as well.
Well, and we should also remember that Congress passed a multi-trillion dollar package that included money to allow employers to keep people on the payrolls, even if they weren't actually going in to work during the last few months. Now, Trump's former economic advisor, Stephen Moore, said it takes a lot of the wind out of the sails of any phase four stimulus package from Congress. He said, we don't need it now. There's no reason to have a major spending bill. The sense of urgent crisis is very greatly dissipated by this report. Do you think that this good jobs report is going to take the wind out of the sails, as he said, of any more stimulus coming from Washington?
It definitely will for a large number of Republican lawmakers. Their mantra over the past several weeks has been, we should wait and see how the trillions of dollars that have already been approved impact the economy, and then we will decide whether or not we need to have a phase four deal. Now, President Trump has still said that he wants some kind of a phase four, not necessarily strict stimulus into the economy, but he's talked about things like a payroll tax cut, deductions for business meals and entertainment, things that he's long wanted, but he had seized this pandemic as an opportunity to push them through. Democrats are in a very different place. They want a lot more money for state and local governments, and they wanted to move much more quickly than the Republicans did. So this could continue the dissension that we have between the two parties about how to move forward in the middle of this pandemic, in the middle of this economic recession. And President Trump is sort of the wild card in figuring out whether he will take a pause or push for those items that he has long wanted anyways as part of a phase four, and maybe cut a deal with the Democrats if Republicans do not see the urgency after this jobs report.
This morning, President Trump also claimed victory over the social unrest that we've seen across the country since George Floyd's death last week. He cited the use of National Guard troops to quell looting in Minneapolis. Listen.
In Minneapolis, we were incredible. They were ripping that place apart. I love it. We had such success there. And they were ripping it apart. And I called the governor and the National Guard went in, and one night it was over. You don't see the problem in Minnesota now at all, not even a little bit.
Now, the president ignored shouted questions about what his plan is for police violence. Tolu, is he going to respond to the broader debate in this country about racism or just try to change the subject?
He has been changing the subject for the better part of the last couple of weeks, and I expect that to continue. It's not an issue that he wants to talk about because, as far as we can tell, based on his past statements, it's not just something he believes in. He believes that he should side with the police, and even if he was disturbed by the killing of George Floyd, he doesn't think it is a broader problem within policing, even as we've seen multiple videos of police brutality in recent weeks in the middle of these protests. The president has called for police to dominate these cities, and he has actually been in favor of these tough tactics that police have taken even against peaceful protesters. So I don't think the president believes that there's a systemic problem or that racism or police brutality is something that he needs to discuss on a broader level. Instead, he wants to focus on sort of a get tough approach to law and order. And that seems to be his message coming out of this.
Well, we should note that as the president was speaking this morning at the White House, there were many more barricades, a lot more security than usual because of what's been going on the streets. And in fact, 16th Street near the White House in Washington, D.C. has been renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza, and a huge Black Lives Matter has been painted on the street by the order of the mayor of Washington. So quite an extraordinary scene. Tolu Olorunupa, White House reporter for The Washington Post, thank you.
Thank you.